From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, a computer hackathon designed to giveth, not taketh away. And an author whose book was suspended by the Highland Park School District says she understands why parents were worried. We'll start with the Arctic weather circus that's come to town and won't leave. Forecasters expect snow tomorrow morning, maybe an inch, as temperatures linger around freezing. The morning commute should be okay, but Friday afternoon could be tricky as snow turns into freezing rain, maybe sleet. That could make for slick spots, especially on bridges and overpasses. The freezing drizzle will continue Saturday morning, turning into rain that afternoon. This week is the Cowtown Marathon in Fort Worth. Officials say they're consulting with the National Weather Service forecasters to make decisions about whether it's a go closer to race time. Nearly 300 women from North America were in Dallas for the United Way Women's Leadership Summit. They're discussing a range of topics such as making the organization more diverse and embracing new technology and tackling human trafficking. KERA's Stella Chavez stopped by and has this report.
3 weeks ago, United Way of Metropolitan Dallas celebrated its 90th anniversary by asking for a little help from its friends. At AT&T Stadium that night, Blake Shelton and Usher covered the Beatles' classic. The idea was to introduce United Way to people who weren't all that familiar with it. One tactic, a new website focused on the group's mission and how to get involved. Jennifer Sampson, president and CEO of the Dallas United Way, says becoming more digitally accessible is a top goal. That was also the message at today's summit.
We'll be using this digital strategy to create community conversations over the course of the next year where people can talk about loving where they live. How can they do something in small but significant ways to make home, their home, North Texas, the best place for all of us to live, work, and raise families?
Sampson says using social media is key to get United Way's message out. One idea?
Community over coffee, where we encourage people to, instead of, you know, buying their large latte every month or every week or every day, to instead give that money to a cause that they care about.
The Women's Leadership Council is a network of more than 60,000 women in six countries and 155 communities. This year, the group's legislative priority is human trafficking. Selecting causes like that is why having female leaders and more diversity is important, says Anita Garrett. She's from South Carolina and is on the council's national board.
Traditionally, when we think of philanthropy, originally it was a lot of old white males that were controlling dollars or thought to be the ones who had access to resources.
The Women's Council has helped change old traditions. In the past 12 years, the group has raised more than $1 billion.
By looking at that through a diverse lens, we're able to leverage more of the fundraising efforts in a community and really also educate and empower women to advocate for issues that are important to them.
After all, they control most families' purse strings. United Way says women make 83% of all consumer purchases. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
High school and college students from across North America will be in Dallas this weekend for what's being called a hackathon. That's hack in a good way. Organizers say they don't want to create software to destroy or cause trouble. It's a competition to create, from making apps to coding to building new websites. Adele Shake is a graduate student at UT Dallas and joins Justin Martin to talk about the event.
Adele Shake, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
For those not up on the latest tech speak, what is a hackathon?
A quick description, I'll say coding competition. That's not totally accurate. It's really just a group of people coming together to collaboratively build together. So they have 24 hours to build something. And then at the end of that, the best builders, the top seven in our case, they get to go up on stage, present to our panel of judges. And at the end of that, the top three walk away some really awesome prizes. They range from a fully paid trip to South Korea to compete in Global Hack Seoul to random stuff like Apple TVs to just any type of hardware prize you can think of.
So are they working on software? Are they working with hardware? I mean, how does that work?
Both. We have software hacks and hardware hacks. But really, it's a combination of both. The students, it's up to their imagination and what they can think of, problems they want to solve. Mm-hmm. They can make anything they want.
Where did the idea come from to create and host this hackathon in Dallas?
I'll say around August. I went to a hackathon right here in our backyard in Southlake. There, I met two other teams of UT Dallas students. And we just started talking. I'm like, well, I haven't seen other students at hackathons before. I mean, what are you guys up to? Let's go and check more of the hackathons out. So at that point, we just started going to a bunch throughout the nation. And a reoccurring theme at these events, yeah, there were Dallas hackers there. Not only that, there were Dallas hackers winning at these events. I've been going to hackathons for a long time, but just seeing so many Dallas people all everywhere all the time, it just made sense. We have demand, so why not bring one here to Dallas?
What role are the schools playing?
The schools, they've been a big help. UNT been a big help in getting our venue and some other stuff, making some really good connections with the tech community. UT Dallas, they're acting as our fiscal sponsor. They're actually paying for everything, and they're our bank. All our sponsors' money is going to UT Dallas. SMU has been a big help in the ideation and in terms of coaching us and just a lot of different things. And the students themselves at all three schools, they've done a great job in getting this event together. And since we have 1,000 students coming, we're going to have over 100 projects created. Six judges can't go and judge 100 projects. So we're really going to have 50 judges, and they're coming from professionals from the area technology community. And also we have faculty members from our schools.
What do you want to come out of this event? You know, what's the takeaway?
So the real big takeaways that we're focusing on is the lessons learned in terms of the technology the students will learn and the people they'll meet. I mean, they're going to meet students from all over. I mean, yes, we really focused on Dallas when we started this competition, but we have students coming from all over. We have schools, two schools, one from Canada, one from Mexico. We have almost every state. We have New York, California. Georgia Tech is bringing a van down. We have buses from UT, Texas A&M. Every major Texas school is coming. So just the students really get to connect with everybody and make some really good networking opportunities.
Adele Shake is helping organize Hack DFW, which will take place this weekend in Dallas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Hack DFW starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Dallas Women's Museum building in Fair Park, and the last hack ends at 5 p.m. Sunday. Weather forecast for tonight, low in the mid-20s, 50% chance of snow tomorrow, then turning to freezing rain or sleet, 60% chance of that stuff continuing Saturday. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.